Somebody come get them. They're too old for TikTok.
Hello and welcome to Too Old for TikTok. It is episode 155 and TikTok's been in the news. There's talk about a TikTok ban, but our TikToks have been going strong. Catalina has sent me approximately 1,000 videos this week, so I'm excited about this episode. We have a lot of good stuff to talk about. Yeah. Catalina, how are you?
I'm doing well. I actually don't really know why I had this like sudden burst in TikTok watching or TikTok content that I was thinking was worth sharing with you. But in particular, yesterday, I was just... Every other video was, it was a banger.
I think it's because you had that 1 or 2 days of no internet when you didn't go on TikTok at all and you missed it so much. So now you're just making up for lost time.
You're right. You're right. And you know what? That's how, actually, I'm not going to go there. Never mind.
Oh, now we need to know. Go there.
Oh, I was going to say, no, it's really dark. It's like, that's how people overdose because.
Oh, no. Okay. Sorry I asked. Too dark.
I told you I wasn't going to say it. And you made me.
Sorry. Trigger warning. Good start.
So, good start to the pod as usual.
Yes, yes. Well, let's dive right in because we, as I said, have so much to talk about.
So much to talk about.
Talk, yeah.
All right.
Good one. Okay. I'll start with what's on my algorithm, which is... really dumb. It's a celebrity on TikTok. And this is just a great stitch. It's by The Real Sanae Blue.
I got a question. If you could have one heaven phone call, this is a random heaven.
And where the hell I've been? This is JoJo Siwa? Baby, I thought this was Billy Ray Cyrus.
There are some TikToks where I burst out laughing and I don't know why. I'm like, this is clearly funny. And I had to show it to Ben to be like, is this funny? Or is this just something I think is funny? And he laughed out loud too. Do you think this is funny?
Yeah, I also just feel like JoJo Siwa is so far removed from our generation.
Yeah.
That at no point was I into JoJo Siwa. And so watching the JoJo Siwa character development, it's an interesting spectator sport. But, like, I'm surprised, but I'm also not surprised because I know nothing about her.
Same, but I just think this video is gold to compare her to Billy Ray Cyrus because, yeah, I mean, I guess, like, the things you think of when you think of JoJo Siwa, I think of rainbows, I think of colorful, I think of dancing, and here she is in this video, and you do this double take, and it's like, yeah, you would think this would be Billy Ray Cyrus.
Do you... even know where JoJo Siwa it came from? Was she on Dance Mom?
Of course. Yes, she was on Dance Mom. That's where she got her start. Yes. What an interesting trajectory.
Yeah, I'm worried for her hairline because she was forced to wear that such tight slick ponytail back.
Yeah.
For her entire, like all of her formative years, her developmental years.
If we did have sponsors, this would be a great section to, there's always the, on other podcasts, people talking about like hair loss supplements. That would have fit in so well.
So well. But I'm still working on that Spindrift sponsorship, so.
Yeah, that's most important. Okay, Catalina, what's been on your For You page?
Well, one thing that has been on my For You page since I get a lot of drama of special interest community drama. The special interest community drama that's currently on my TikTok For You page is something that happened with vegan gluten-free donuts at a bakery on Long Island.
These are Baked and Destroy, and she explains the drama very well.
So over the weekend, this vegan store on the East Coast called Cindy Snacks, who, by the way, seem like super nice and decent people, so please do not be mean to them. But over the weekend, they posted this post that you can see here, in which they say that they had been buying vegan and gluten-free donuts from a place called Savory Fig, and that in their most recent delivery, they discovered this donut. Now, aside from the fact that this donut looks like straight trash, like I would not buy this donut anywhere, it's pretty obviously a Dunkin' Donut. Like, look at the sprinkles. So They give Savory Fig the benefit of the doubt. Go to Cindy Snack's Instagram and you can read, you can like swipe through all the receipts. But they DM Savory Fig and they're like, hey, no offense, but this donut seems like maybe it's a Dunkin' Donut. Are you selling us Dunkin' Donuts and saying that they're vegan and gluten-free? So at first the person from Savory Fig is like, no, of course not. I would never do that. Like, these are sprinkles that I bought, blah, blah, blah. And so the people from Cindy Snacks are like, okay, would you mind sending us a photo of the jar of sprinkles just to like set our minds at ease? Because, you know, obviously like with allergies and celiac and all these things, like if we're selling vegan gluten-free donuts that are straight up Dunkin' Donuts, that's a problem. They were so nice. They were way nicer than they needed to be. So this lady gives them like a bunch of runaround and then she ends up sending them a screen grab of just a random jar of like alphabet sprinkles from Amazon or something. And they were like, yeah, those are not the same sprinkles. They even went so far as to order the sprinkles that she said she used just to compare. And they're like a wildly different size. Not to mention that they aren't all pink and orange D's like Dunkin' Donuts. So their next step was to take a sample of the donut and do a gluten test. And surprise, it came back positive for gluten. Because it's a Dunkin' Donut.
I watched this the other day and immediately obviously had to go and try to find the original baker.
Mm-hmm.
I was really digging through the comments. I went on a Reddit page and people are mad because people have like anaphylactic allergies, right?
Yeah, someone really could have died. I actually saw this. Sam sent this to me. It was going viral on Twitter and like a bunch of other places too. It's just so obscene to try to pass Dunkin' Donuts off as vegan and gluten-free and like resell them. Like, who? What crazy mind thinks to do that?
I also like, yeah, I'm like, what level of desperation? I want to think of it more as desperation maybe and not just like malice. But
yeah,
as a person who has eaten many Dunkin' Donuts donuts in my life, I think that I would be able to say, hey, well, first of all, the one with the D's all over it.
The Dunkin' one with donuts the sprinkles.
Like, okay. Yeah,
that was the dead giveaway.
And the fact that she, like, continued to lean in and send a picture of sprinkles and, like, why are you committing
doubling
to this
down.
Lie?
Yeah.
But I think that I would have known that it was a Dunkin' Donuts donut from the flavor. They have a very distinct flavor.
And texture, I will say, because you're not really getting a fresh Dunkin' Donut, especially if this is resold. So you know that texture very well. It's ingrained in me. So I think I would be able to decipher it too.
I also know from having like artisanal donuts that they always look quite different, smell quite different. Tastes mm-hmm. much more interesting. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, I love a Dunkin' Donut. I'll eat a Dunkin' Donut.
You actually sent me an interesting video like weeks ago that we didn't talk about on the pod. And it lists each state with how many Dunkin' Donuts they had in those states. And obviously the East Coast is overwhelming.
Pop it off.
But I didn't realize that like in the other parts like Midwest and stuff, there's a Dunkin' Donut desert. There's not a lot.
Well, this was sort of a trend that I was not a trend. I think it was all from the same user were these aggregated lists of different chain restaurants and where they're located in each state. So there was also one for Starbucks, but Dunkin' Donuts is primarily a Northeast chain. There's a lot of like Northeast Florida corridor chains such as Friendly's.
Yes.
I didn't realize that there were no Friendly's outside of the East Coast, mainly New England, tri-state area, and Florida until I moved to Texas and I started talking about Friendly's and people were like, what are you talking about? So there's local chains. I would say something like a Wawa is a local chain.
Well, that's very Jersey, yes.
And Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But then there's sub-region chains, and Dunkin' Donuts is highly concentrated in New England, highly concentrated, obviously, in Massachusetts and Connecticut. My hometown growing up, we had five Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, I mean, on Long Island, we had a million Dunkin' Donuts. You brought up Friendly's just real quick. The last time I was at a Friendly's, I couldn't enter the Friendly's because it was the day after your birthday or on your birthday, and I was so hungover that I had to sit in the car.
I would like to add that this was 12 years ago.
Yes. Not that it makes it any
better. No, that could have happened like last week. What do you have, like a Dunkin' Donuts order if you're to go to a Dunkin' Donuts?
Okay, so I mean, I'm into iced coffee. I would get some sort of iced coffee. Would I get a donut? I would get maybe like a small, I like the Munchkin jelly donuts are great. But back when I was like an obese child, my go-to donut would be the one filled with the vanilla cream. Oh, I kind of want one now.
So when I was living in Oswego, we didn't have any like local cafes really. There were, by the time we were leaving, one somewhat decent one opened up. But there wasn't a lot of third wave coffee available in Oswego, New York, shockingly.
Third wave, okay.
And so I became kind of a regular at Dunkin' Donuts. I would go, I had the app on my phone. And something to know about these places is you pull up to the drive-thru and they want your order stat. People have their orders ready to go. There's no time to think. There's no time to read the menu. And I would always be like, oh my God, I don't know. And then I would order something weird. So I've tried a lot of things from Dunkin' Donuts menu. The egg white egg bites, one of the most disgusting things I've ever eaten in my entire life. I would get, honestly, an iced tea quite frequently.
Oh, yes. I do like a Dunkin' iced tea. Mm-hmm. Yes.
With, I'm thumbs-upping. Never stop thumbs-upping. That's, it's the,
it's an approval our, it approves of your
Dunkin' order. But the more horrifying order was as a child or a teenager, I would hang out with my emo friends at the Dunkin' Donuts. And my order was an iced coffee with milk, probably skim milk. Splenda.
Skinny.
Sugar-free raspberry syrup. Sugar-free chocolate syrup. And whipped cream.
Wait, that is demented. You also talk about like trying to save calories, but then you put the whipped cream on top. That's disgusting.
Whipped cream is actually not that many calories compared to like other high-density caloric items.
Okay, true. That is so bizarre. Sugar-free raspberry,
The worst part of chocolate. That is that I also put Splenda in it.
I mean, you like a sweet drink.
Not anymore. I don't put sugar in my coffee. I was like cured of the artificial sweetener, except for Diet Coke. But other than that, I don't really like drinks with artificial sweetener in them anymore. I guess I really got my fill at the age of 16.
Okay, last thing I'll say about Dunkin' is I like the real sugar in the iced coffee because I like the little crunchies when you suck it up.
It's like a mini boba.
Yeah, really mini bobas.
Okay, all right, let's move on. The New England boba.
Just plain sugar.
All right.
Okay, what else has been on your For You page?
Okay, so I, as we both know, I engage with like makeup content, hair content, fashion content. And I think this is why I'm getting served this girl, because this isn't the first time. But it's a girl named @ManaNaMarie. And she does a lot of videos that are about fashion, but she's also kind of like a lifestyle content creator. And so here she's talking about a bathroom rule that she has with her boyfriend.
I've been with my boyfriend for 8 years, and there's one thing that I will never do with him, even when we are married, and that is go number two in a hotel room with him or anywhere with him. He cannot be in the same room as me if I'm using the restroom. What we do when we go on vacation together is he wakes up like an hour before me, shower, it does his business, showers, gets ready, goes downstairs, gets coffee or does whatever, studies, then I do my thing and then we meet. I will never in my life go number two in front of my boyfriend. When we are married, I told him we have to have separate restrooms. It is literally non-negotiable for me. It has to be in the vows. Non-negotiable.
Catalina, what are your thoughts on this rule?
After having diarrhea for my entire honeymoon, it's just not sustainable. And I understand some people like to keep the mystery in their relationship. Some people don't want to like entirely be nasty creatures in front of each other. I think there are lines we can draw. This line for me, it's not for me. It's way too severe for me. I could absolutely never. Not only does Ivan know I poop, he's intimately familiar with farting. Mm-hmm. I recently spoke to someone at a bachelorette party who said her and her husband don't fart in front of each other.
Impossible. I'd explode. I'd combust. We both would be not here. We'd be dead if we had to hold it in.
I just need to be my full self. And my full self is someone who was sent to the doctor as a child for farting too much.
Okay. I have labeled this as this girl has poop privilege. Because I only have one bathroom. Mm-hmm. We live in a one bed, one bath. So this rule cannot apply. Ben knows the details of my pooping schedule. Mm-hmm. Recently, you brought up diarrhea first. So I'm just going to go there. I did have a bout of diarrhea. So he would ask how I was feeling. So I said, oh, you know, today I actually had a soft stool instead. So we went there. And it's just a joke. Like, this is how we, you know, it's fun. It's banter. It's poop banter. We love it. So I'm in your camp. Not with this girl. Impossible.
Yeah. There are just some people who like to maintain a certain allure. And that allure, I did hold in my farts for the first year that I dated Ivan. And now we talk about it. And he says, how did you do that?
Yeah. How did you?
I don't know. You know what, Ivan? Actually, I'm not going to share this. I'll share
Well, you didn't live together. So, yeah. It's a little easier when you don't live together.
Exactly. But I think sometimes we cross the line with being, like, too comfortable with our farts. Ivan will be like, guess my fart.
Before he farts. Yeah. Oh, that's a fun game. I'm
gonna play that. It's really fun.
We're sick. Let's change topics.
Okay. Oh, but I will say I would never, or I don't want to say never say never, but like I don't like poop with the door open.
Oh, okay. Sometimes the door is ajar.
I mean, ajar is another thing, but I wouldn't.
But not like
I don't want him in the bath. I think my line is I don't want Ivan physically in the bathroom with me when I'm going to the bathroom actively.
Right. I wouldn't want that for me and Ben either. And it's never happened, but one day it will. We only have one bathroom. So yeah. There could be an emergency. You know, you never know.
You never know.
Okay. Moving on to, we have an audio trend this week. It's a song that I love. It's by Jess Glynn. It's the sped up version
such
of Hold
Dina
My Hand.
This is such a song that Dina loves.
I feel
loves.
Like we talked about this.
This song is so mid.
Standing in a crowded room and I can't see your face. Put your arms around me, tell me everything's okay.
I love it. It's great. You know, I love that TikTok has discovered it too. Basically, the trend is just someone standing there and then someone walking back and forth through the screen with like different hats on. A username, Addison.gear22, did it with her dad. And then another user, Kayla.gram, did it with her grandma. And the grandma one's so cute because the grandma's just walking back and forth with a walker and she has like a different hat on each time. It has millions of views. Just cute content.
That's very straight TikTok of you.
It's not because it has like the boomer aspect to it of like the grandma and the dad.
I see your
and
point.
The, like multi-relationship.
Yeah, it's not just like a couple being a couple.
Right. It's like grandma TikTok.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, let's move on to fashion. Catalina, you found this video by The August Diaries. Mm-hmm. Here it is.
Okay, we're gonna try the short nail trend. I have had long nails for probably 2 or 3 years now. As soon as she did it, I started freaking out and wondering if I had made a mistake. But it's so hard to tell what they're gonna look like without nail polish. So here Mia is cleaning up my cuticles. I love this part. And then she moved on to filling in the BioSculpture gel. It's a really thin gel and it's really good for the health of your nails. I wanted kind of a roundish square shape and I actually had her soften the shape a little bit from the original square that she did. And now onto the color. So I don't think there's anything better than a really dark red on short nails, so I went with one of my favorites, CND Black Cherry. Now that the color is on, I love them. I think they look amazing. They remind me of the nails I had for my wedding.
I just love that we're on trend.
I know. Although, I always have short nails. Am I just the most trendy person ever?
Her short nails are very long. Are long. In my opinion.
That was one of the comments, too. One of the comments are like, we have very different ideas of what short nails are, because they're definitely longer. Like, her short is longer than my.
Yeah. I haven't had a manicure, actually, in a while. I'm due.
Neither have I. I'm due as well.
Should we go together?
Oh, let's go when you're in New York City.
And then we can start our manicure chair evaluation TikTok.
We can fit
if
in
it
the
fits
chair.
I sits. I'm gonna have to grow my nails out in order to do this. I actually have it's not a theory, it's a fact that for some reason manicures in New York City are so much less expensive than manicures in other parts of the United States.
Except, well, you said the United States, but when I had to get my toenail fixed before your wedding in Argentina, that was very inexpensive.
No, manicures outside of the United States, like in other countries, I'm not comparing to, because very different price scheme there, pricing structure. I'm saying specifically USA manicures, like your regulation manicure. I feel like when I go to Connecticut, it's quite expensive. And I don't know how it is on Long Island, but
Long Island, it runs the gamut. Like New York City, you can get very cheap or very high end. So there's options.
I want to try a Russian manicure place.
Oh, I've been, because Alina has taken me.
Don't they like really clean your cuticles?
They do. I don't know. It was so long ago, but I always associate that also with like nail design too and nail art, because I feel like that's something they do. And I just, nail art to me, no, I don't want a decoration on my finger. No, thank you. Just keep it plain, simple, keep it moving.
All right. Well, when I'm in New York City very soon, we'll go get our short nails done. Short nail
amazing.
Trend.
And be such trendy people. Trendy with our girlies. Short nails.
Excellent.
Moving on, speaking of New York City, to New York City TikTok, this has been one of my favorite videos I've seen in a while by DH Toomey.
Hey, today I'm introducing you to a hidden gem in New York where you can get the sea breeze not far from the city, and that is the Gowanus Canal. The Gowanus Canal is this super cute waterway in South Brooklyn that just oozes with history, being one of the most contaminated bodies of water in the country. Once used for dumping sewage and bodies, this conduit is now a haven for nature, art, and a thick sludgy substance at the bottom called black mayonnaise. Stop by and you'll immediately experience the breath-clogging aroma of Gowanus. If you've ever wondered what it would smell like if you pooped out a hard-boiled egg, this landmark's got you covered. And the locals here just can't get enough.
They've even found live gonorrhea after sewage events in this canal.
But despite being flanked by an even greater societal dumping ground, the canal can also be a place for friendship. It's here where I met my roommate Gorlon the Putrid. He's a demonic gremlin that I squeezed out of a glowing barnacle I found after some Polish mobsters threw me into the Gowanus Canal in 1845. Anyway, that's been my tour. Join me next time where I'll show off another New York hidden gem, Buffalo.
So good. I think great the visuals, comedy. However, the visuals are really...
The visuals do add, especially they are the contrasting, end with the gremlin.
They're contrasting so heavily. Like, we're talking about the canal and you see a picture of a dead rat. Like...
Yes.
The idea is the juxtaposition of speech and image, which doesn't really translate when we play just the audio.
Correct. It does usually smell bad. You go there.
Have I been?
Well, a couple of my favorite places are by there. You have Ample Hill, the ice cream place by there. You have Royal Palms, the shuffleboard place.
Isn't that place closed now?
You know what? It did close. A lot of developers have been buying up all the land in that area to make these high-rise buildings. And so now, like, all these rich people are going to live by the canal, which is hilarious.
I just recently started rewatching Broad City. And the Broad City episode where they end up at the Whole Foods next to the Gowanus Canal.
Right.
And they're like, whoa, New York is changing.
Correction. Royal Palms is still open, which is great. I do love that place.
That's where Ivan's famous Myrna sleep shirt is from.
Oh, Myrna.
Ivan has a sleep shirt of a shuffleboard champion. And it's a woman's face, and her name is Myrna.
It's my favorite Ivan shirt.
Yeah. Excellent. Anything else to say about Gowanus, the Gowanus Canal?
I pronounce it Gowanus.
Gowanus. I'm probably wrong. Okay. Like I said, I don't know if I've ever been there.
Well, when you come to New York, let's put that on the list.
I like comparing this canal to, like, the canals in Paris that even though they're disgusting, people, like, picnic next to them. Like, is anyone picnicking next to the Gowanus Canal?
No. No one is because it smells terrible.
I mean, it's definitely just sewage.
Yeah, for sure.
You know it's going to be wild when they have people swim in the Paris canals this summer for the Olympics.
I know, for the Olympics. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is going
to
be wild.
That is a good way to get a parasite.
Well, let's pray for all of those swimming.
There's some fecal matter in there. There are some people who poop in front of each other who pooped in that canal.
That reminds me of that TikTok that went viral years and years ago of a girl jumping off a boat right by the Statue of Liberty. And all the comments were like, you do not want to jump in the Hudson. It's disgusting. And she's in a bikini. Like, no.
Oh, I don't like that. Yeah. That's nasty.
Let's move on to TikTok drama. Catalina, kick it off.
Well, I frequently am on a tea spilling side of TikTok, either people telling on themselves or telling on others, most of the time with some sort of like cheating story and so forth. So this is a story.
You can't even get there. You can do it, Catalina. You can do it.
Well, okay. So this is
it's actually not funny. It's okay. Let's preface this because let's get to it. Is not funny.
No. I mean, it's kind of funny. I mean, no, the story itself is not funny. Okay, let's play the recap video at Diamond Pretzel.
With me to remove the tattoo I got matching with my mom before I found out she was sleeping with my husband.
If they ban TikTok in this country, I will move to another country. I'm never deleting this app.
So this girl's mom cheated. Oh no, this girl's husband cheated on her with her mother.
With her mom. Yeah.
Actually, this is related to some celebrity gossip that's going around.
Yes, with Miley Cyrus, right?
Trish Cyrus. Yeah. People are saying that Noah Cyrus was dating the guy that now Trish Cyrus married. First of all, ew.
This is disgusting. Second of all, I can't even imagine.
Get all of these people into like intense therapy. Everyone needs therapy right now. So it reminds me of Teffy's video where she's talking about Trish Cyrus and just being like, Trish, just please come and just clear the air. The fact that Trish Cyrus isn't saying anything makes it even more sus, or doesn't say anything that kind of like clarifies. But okay, so these people are not famous at all, but there is a lot of content on this girl's page that is all oriented around her mom cheating on her with her mother,
with her mom,
and then her mom and dad getting back together and
the husband rejected the mom
and saying it was her fault, the daughter's fault. This is some sort of mess.
So crazy. So the user who's the victim here, really, this person is Kate Nacious. So she got her tattoo removed, and the Diamond Pretzel user who stitched it saying there can't be a TikTok ban because of this content. Yeah, hopefully there is not a TikTok ban because we wouldn't get this drama otherwise. And there's a video by Jolly Good Ginger who explains it. It's really long, so I'm not going to play the whole
thing. Yes, that was the first video that I saw that was the explaining video.
Yep, we found out that our husband was sleeping with our mother. And we wanted to know all the tea because our friend made it public and I made it publicer. Well, guess what? Our friend has given us an update. And let me give you a warning. Oh, my God, this is crazy. You know me, I always cuss. So when I censor my cuss words, that's how batshit crazy it's about to get. Get your motherfucking tea ready. Okay, so our friend posted two updates. First, how did our husband end up with our mom?
Their affair lasted roughly 4 months before I finally definitively caught them red-handed. And the story of how I found out, that needs its own video. But when I did confirm that the affair was happening, I left immediately with my children.
As you should.
And the day, the night that I left with my daughters, my mother moved to my house with my husband. And they continued to play house until I served my husband with divorce papers that also stated I would be filing for 100% custody of our children. During this time, my husband and my mother were conspiring about how they can go about getting married and therefore having my mother be my children's stepmom and having my children be my stepsisters. But alas, my husband got tired of her too, so he dumped her, kicked her out of the house, and she went crawling back to my dad, who welcomed her with open arms.
But that's not the end. No, 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 no. That's the least worst part of this story. You heard me correct. The part where our mom slept with our husband and then our husband kicked her out and she went back to our dad and our dad welcomed her back. That's the least worst part of this story. Because now is when it starts getting bad. Think about that before you listen to the rest. This shit's bad. Here you go.
So to this day, my parents act like the affair never happened. And in their words, the affair never would have happened if Catherine wasn't such a horrible daughter and horrible wife.
Are we fucking serious?
I haven't spoken to them in almost 2 years now.
It just gets worse and worse for this girl because, like, the mom tried to move into her house with her kids and then, like, the weird relationship, like, her kids would have became, like, the
daughters. It would be, like, her mom would have been her stepmom, and then her kids would have been her step-siblings.
Can I ask you a question, though? So the Jolly Good Ginger refers to them as, like, my mom and, like, refers to it as us and we, even though, like, he's not part of the drama.
I think it's just his bit. I think that's just
his part of the shtick is like he's in with
them. No. I think that's like he reports on TikTok gossip and sort of like speaks from that
narratorial point of view. Yeah. Gotcha. Okay.
I just, whenever you look at the comments on these types of videos, it's always people saying like, I can't believe this app is free. Or like, I would pay for this app. But something that I can't believe is just how many people air the most horrific secrets and horrific drama. I mean, I guess for this person, it's more putting her family on blast. But still, I guess it's people are trying to capitalize on these moments.
Right, like look at Risa Tisa. It all goes back to Risa Tisa. Who the fuck did I marry?
Risa Tisa, right.
All of these. And we're seeing more and more of this long form airing of, you know, these traumatic experiences. Mm-hmm. But I think it's, in a way, and like we would probably need to talk to like an actual psychologist about that, it's probably therapeutic to have a community built around this so people understand what these people are going through. Like,
I mean,
I'm
if
not
they
sure.
support you, I feel like frequently people air whatever happened to them, and then it's the comment section is very negative towards them.
But not the case with Risa Tisa. Everyone on her side. Mm-hmm. Not the case with, you know, Kate Natius is everyone's on her side because, like,
how are you not
going to
be on her side?
Yeah, that like her mother did this to her, like that's insane.
Yeah.
So yeah, I guess it could be therapeutic. So I do get airing that out.
Yeah.
But let's bring on an expert. If anyone's an actual psychologist or psychiatrist, come talk to us.
Come talk to us.
Yeah.
Honestly, come talk to me. Just one-on-one maybe in a session.
Catalina's in the market. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Moving on to food.
As Dina says, hard right turn.
Hard right turn. Actually, I'm like very embarrassed I made that mistake in the last episode. It's obviously a left turn, but
I mean,
you know what?
Idiomatic phrases are whatever. Who cares? Let's move.
They're idiomatic. Okay.
Wait, what is food. It? Hydromatic. Why, it's gonna be Grease Lightning.
Nah, 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 nah. Okay.
All right. food segment. Today, I'd like to talk about egg salad. My first question for you is, are you on egg salad TikTok right now?
I'm absolutely not on egg salad TikTok. Our For You pages this week has actually been drastically different. So we're veering apart, Catalina.
Well,
I am not on egg salad.
I also have just sort of found TikTok, maybe it's more right now. As soon as you like or engage with one video, you're just getting that video over and over, or things in that video's multiverse. So I think I got the original Bahamas egg salad video, which is what people are reacting to in a lot of comment sections, which is a woman. We don't have the original video. I don't know if she took it down. But a woman made, and we can play the clip of what she says, but she's basically like, we're going to the Bahamas and I'm making an egg salad.
Guys, we're going to the Bahamas, so my kids insisted that I make some egg salad.
So someone stitched it. The user, Violet, knew it.
Hey, honey.
Yeah.
Do you want to go to the Bahamas with me?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Cool. I'll go and make the egg salad.
Egg salad.
What does that mean? Why would you make egg salad? What does that mean? Egg salad. What is that? What does that mean? What?
So yeah, I mean, the grand mystery around all of this is, why do you have to make an egg salad
if you're going to the
Bahamas? But now I've been getting a lot of videos with different egg salad recipes.
Hmm.
And I think it's because I like egg salad. I actually made one of these videos. Sorry, one
you
of these
recipes.
You made
one of the videos?
I made one of the recipes. Okay. It was a Baked by Melissa egg salad. You know Baked by Melissa?
Yeah, she does all the Green Goddess
salads.
She has
great recipes. She has good soups, yeah. Good dressings, and she had an egg salad recipe. And so...
Was it good?
I somewhat followed her recipe, but she has a technique that I had never seen before, and I was like, wow, this has revolutionized my way of making egg salad. And I've seen it in a few other recipes, and it's that you cut the eggs in half and put all the yolks together in a bowl and do the yolk with like the mayo and the whatever mustard, whatever else you end up putting in, almost as if it's like a dressing. And then you add the chopped up egg whites.
Wow, that's cool. I'm not a big egg salad person because if I'm having like a bagel brunch, I'm going to go for the tuna. I'm going to go for the whitefish salad first. I'm going to go for the lox. Egg salad was always my last choice, but I don't hate it. I would never make it. Something about making it kind of grosses me out.
Oh, it's not. I mean, it's annoying to peel all those eggs, but I had egg salad for lunch today.
Oh, wow. See, I would never seek out an egg salad.
Well, and then another thing I've been seeing in a lot of these recipes is people trying to make higher protein egg salads, and so they're adding cottage cheese.
Yes, the user Rissy_Rue_ does this.
I'm going to show you all how you make jalapeno popper egg salad. Sounds crazy. Just trust me. It's going to be delish. Chop up 8 boiled eggs. All right. And then 2 tablespoons of bacon bits. Tablespoon of diced jalapenos or jalapenos. And this is my food only, so don't you worry your pretty little head about my head of hair. Okay? Now, this is optional, but I do like adding some HBR ranch seasoning to mine. Measure with your heart. It just gives it a little bit of zest. And then 2 cups of cottage cheese. I use cottage cheese instead of mayo because, for one, you get more bang for your buck. It's higher in protein and lower in calories. It makes your egg salad super creamy and even more fulfilling. Mixy mix, babes. Mix her all up.
I also did this to see.
And?
I think I didn't use that much because I was like, that's weird. I liked the idea of having some, like, added protein, even though egg is protein, so it's diet culture is what this is, but, or bodybuilding culture, or either way, it's protein culture, which right now the other big thing on food and, like, lifestyle TikTok is have 30 grams of protein within 30 minutes of waking up in the morning.
Oh, geez. That's actually really hard to do.
That's very hard to do because I have yogurt every morning and that's like a high protein yogurt and it's like 17 grams of protein. I would have to eat like a chicken link.
A chicken link?
I don't know.
Why would you think of chicken link in the morning or have some bacon? But I don't know. The cottage cheese, I like cottage cheese.
Mm-hmm.
In egg salad, the thought of that, it's not good. The thought of it isn't good to me. Again, I wouldn't make it.
Well, you don't taste the cottage cheese part. And I think the idea is that it's like somewhat similar in texture to the other things inside the egg salad. So it incorporates.
And it has higher protein. It doesn't bother me, but like I won't be doing it.
Have we talked about on the podcast before the fact that our group chat with Ashley is called Cottage Cheese Girls?
I think we have. But I mean, It's always good to bring up a second time. We do all love cottage cheese.
Well, and the other...
Oh, yeah, we did because we all liked different brands of cottage cheese. I'm a friendship girl.
I'm a good culture girl.
And so is Ashley. Is a well, good culture girl. Well,
But on TikTok, more and more, I'm seeing these recipes that are incorporating cottage cheese in ways... It's cottage cheese in unexpected places.
That's such a fun side of TikTok. I love that for you.
Thank you. So, yeah.
Let's move on. Did you want to say another thing?
No, I'm good.
You're good with the cottage cheese and the egg salad. Okay, we'll move on to this is a extremely popular trend of chopping salads. There's a video by Jen Eats Good.
It's Sunday, and you know what that means. It's time to meal prep. I spent about $100 at the grocery store this week and came home to prep a few things right away because it's my secret to staying fed and sane during the week. First up was this chopped salad that was inspired by a salad I recently had at an Italian restaurant. It was so good, and I couldn't stop thinking about it, so I figured I can just make my own by chopping up veggies super small, and I also added chickpeas and mozzarella cheese for protein. This one was giving pasta salad without the pasta energy, and it might be my new go-to meal prep recipe.
Well, this is also just her meal prepping for the week and showing how to make a chopped salad as a form of meal prep, which is already, I do ingredient prep. I don't do meal prep. I don't like soggy things. I don't like multiple day old things.
I don't prep shit. But, I mean, in theory, it'd be lovely if I did meal prep, but
this, let's be real, this I'm not. Stood out to me because I had just seen a post on Eater that was not responding to the chopped salads, but it was responding to the chopped sandwich trend.
Yes. I have a lot to say about this because...
Okay, well, explain what the chopped sandwiches are.
It's basically anything you want, like deli meats with veggies. It's a chopped... cold cut sandwich.
It's a sandwich, but then you chop all the inside up.
Right, and you throw it on a hero or a roll.
So it's like pre-chewed sandwich.
Okay, I am gonna ride hard that I love a chopped sandwich. So there's a viral place that was started in Brooklyn called Farmer in the Deli. And I kept seeing all these videos. And there's one that just opened like on my block, basically.
Should we go?
And... yeah, me and Ben have been going. Like, we love it. The idea of this chopped sandwich is genius. You could give them a bag of chips to put in the sandwich. You could give them anything. They'll chop it up in there. So I also, in my hometown, grew up with a place that used to chop sandwiches. They would be called Mish because they looked like mishmash. Mm. And everyone would get a Mish. It was like the cool thing to do. And it tasted so good.
The cool thing to do is chop your sandwich.
Yeah, go get a Mish. No, this was a salad.
Oh.
So then... you know, I grew up eating these mishes.
I think you brought me to that place.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, all of my friends have probably had a mish. And now it's basically like you put that on a sandwich. And I mean, you just add, like, it's great. I love it.
I think it's good. Good eaten. But I do agree. The point of this article is that it is this, it's feeding into the, it's a provocative format that is performative. They call it performative, so it's like performative food on TikTok. And so the idea that you have to just like chop everything into oblivion is not part of the food itself being good, but the performance of making your video generate,
you know,
views.
What in this case I don't care because I love it. And when you're in New York, we're gonna get a sandwich.
Yeah, I mean, I the thing keeping me from doing chopped salad and chopped sandwich, which is really good, is I don't want to sit there chopping.
Right. That's why I go to this deli and I get it and they chop it for me. Also, prices are reasonable. Staff is very nice. I just love it.
Perfect. Dina rides hard for the chopped sandwich and salad.
I do. Okay. Our learning on TikTok actually has to do with food too. It's a video by Good Luck Carly.
Paprika is just dried crushed red bell pepper. Are you kidding me? What other kitchen secrets do you guys have? What are you keeping from me? And why?
I gotta admit, I had no idea. Did you know about this?
This is one of those facts that like I knew and then forgot and then saw the video and was like, oh yeah.
Cool. Yeah, there's not much to say here, but like, yeah, pretty interesting.
The more you know.
The more you know.
Thanks, Carly.
Thanks. And let's end because Kate Middleton is just all over. And we gotta, well, I think we've actually highlighted this creator before. But
all the time.
All the time. Molly McPherson, she is delving into all the PR stuff for Kate Middleton. And what is the monarch doing? What are these PR moves? Go check out all her videos. But yeah, like the fact that Kate apologize about photoshopping a picture. That is so confusing to me. What is going on?
They're just making it worse.
Exactly.
They're just making it worse. There's no reason to have done any of those things. They could have used an old photo.
And the fact that it didn't have the wedding ring on. Oh my God. There's just so much here. It's a circus.
I watched another thing that I've been getting fed, obviously, is just all this Kate Middleton content, speculation, reactions, think pieces, or think videos on TikTok. But I feel like maybe last week when we first talked about this, it was a little bit like, oh, have you seen on the gossip blogs? People are talking about this. No, this is Associated Press pulled the image, front page news now. This has grown, and it's grown because they've handled it so absurdly.
So absurd. I don't get it at all. I'm just fascinated to see what happens in the next coming weeks.
I'm so excited to see her BBL.
Yeah, also because Easter's coming up, and they said she was going to appear again during Easter, and that's, I'm counting down to days.
What do you think it is?
Someone, you know what? I saw a comment that said they think she has an ostomy bag now. And so but if she did, wouldn't you think to put that out there? Like, why is that such a bad thing? Like, that's a medical issue. Just tell the truth. So I don't think it's that. I have no idea.
I wonder if she got, maybe there were complications. It's just like, what is, in what world? I guess they don't, okay, it's probably something bad if they aren't just being upfront about it. Like, maybe she had surgery and there were complications, right?
Right, but why wouldn't they say that? Like, they're telling us everything about Charles. Like, they're telling, you know, it's very strange.
All I'm learning is that there's a lot of conspiracy theories about Will wanting to be pegged. Right. And Kate Middleton having a BBL, so
it's perfect.
You know, for internet. Her sake, I hope it's a BBL.
I mean, yes.
You can't sit on your butt for like 8 weeks.
This is, okay, we're gonna wrap it up, but my dad has this crazy story about an employee of his who got a BBL and then had to have all these like accommodations to like work from home, and it was this whole HR kind of nightmare because it's an elective surgery, but like, what do you do? And it was very clearly a BBL. So that's all I'll say about that, but insane.
Damn.
to that, it's also crazy that my father knows what a BBL is now because of this.
Well, also it's like, if you're working a job where you only get 2 weeks off, when do you schedule your BBL? Standing desk.
Exactly. On that note, this has been great. What a lovely week in TikTok. I hope TikTok's still here. I mean, we'll see what happens with this ban. I'm sure it will be here. This has happened so many times. Thanks for listening.
Rate, review, and subscribe.
Bye.
Bye.